by the Torah Mishnah Chof Beis Talmud Tovshna Zayin Rabbi Shua Long.
No need to get nervous by the pile of Sforim. I've reached the point where instead of writing it down, I just leave the Sforim there and I try and go straight from the Sforim. This has been a subject which has been on my mind for maybe 35 years when I first heard about the controversy about living in Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, not to live in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to avoid all discussions about Tzionus, any controversy, we leave that at the door. We're not discussing that. We're going to go back and we're going to take a tour through the various shittas, the Makoiras, where it's going to start from, right up to some of the Achronim regarding the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Everything else we are leaving outside. The reason is because it starts with, in this week's Edra, Parshas Matis Maseh. In Maseh there's a Pasuk. We're going to read the Pesukim because it's going to be important for later on. We're going to hear the build-up of how the Torah said the words. We're going to hear the Rishonim on the Chumash. We're going to hear the Rishonim that are in the Poskim. And then afterwards, we're going to talk a bit about the Lomdus that's involved in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yishuv means the settling of Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about the mitzvah of settling Eretz Yisrael, and that's also going to be important to me, to Hashem, if we get to where we want to get to. So we're going to start in the middle of the Pasuk. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe ba'ar v'ismoye val yadin yirechei leimoye. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'amat aleim. Ki atim oivir mes hayadim in Eretz Kanan. You're going crossing the yadin and you're going into the Eretz Kanan. V'hoirashtem es kol yoishvei ha'oretz mipneichem. V'ibadtem es kol maski yoisem. Ves kol tzavni masi choysom. Ta'abeidu ves kol b'moysem tashmidu. Destroy all the avodah zarah. So v'hirashtem is called Yoish v'horetz. V'hirashtem, Rashi translates, v'girashtem, you will drive out. You will drive out. The Pasuk says again, v'hirashtem es ha'oretz, v'yoshavtem bo. Ki lochem nosati es ha'oretz, lo reshes oiso. So v'hirashtem es ha'oretz, and when you drive down, you'll drive out. So the Pasuk says, drive out the land. How can you drive out land? So Rashi says, v'hirashtem oiso, mi yoishveho, from those people who live in the land, you will drive them out. And then, v'yoshavtem bo. So Rashi explains v'yoshavtem bo. If you will drive them out, then you will be able to live there, and that will be a settlement which will be have a future. Because then you will be able to last. But if you don't drive them out, they will have an influence on you, and your yeshiva won't be a proper yeshiva. Why? Ki lochem nasati yesa'os l'reshes oiso. I'm going to miss out a few psukim over here. V'im loisei rishu es yoish v'horetz ipneichem. It will be thorns in your eyes. There will be because you're suffering. And then what will be? If you don't do that, you don't drive them out. Then you will misbehave because you'll be influenced by them. Then I will do to you what I was planning to do to them. I've just translated you a bit of Chumash according to Rashi's Pshat. And the Ramban says on this immediately, Al dati zum mitzvah sehi. This is a mitzvah sasei. Yetzave oisom she yoshu beoretz v'yirshu oisom kihu nitna lohem. That encapsulates the whole of these. It's a bit longer, the Ramban, but that encapsulates the whole thing. V'hirashte means a Yerusha. I've given it to you to be a Yerusha. And this is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go out and make Eretz Yisrael into something, into a possession which you can transfer to your children, your children's children, forever. This is your inheritance. That is the mitzvah. And he says that Rashi, when Rashi translated it as V'hirashtem, he would drive you out, that's because Rashi doesn't hold it as a mitzvah. And that's why the Ramban starts off, V'al da'ati. In my opinion, it's a mitzvah. The Eir HaChaim, that says the same thing. And he just brings a machlekes, Rashi and Rabban. V'nire pshat hakosuv kedivrei Rashi. Mima shegoma oime kilochem nosati loreshes oisa. V'im hayeshiva hi hamitzvah, hoyol elitli speak hamitzvah v'oime kilochem noshebes bo. In other words, he's saying that must be, it seems that Rashi's right, that it's not a mitzvah. It's a sipud vorim, because the apostle says that what's going to happen if you don't behave? Therefore, it would seem that the Bein Hashem is warning you, and he's telling you what's going to happen if you don't behave, and it's not a mitzvah and tzibui to tell you that you should do it. Otherwise, he should tell you, do you know why you should do what I'm telling you to do? Because it's a mitzvah, like every other thing. Because I've told you to do it. So, Er Chaim agrees with Rashi's pshat. Now, the famous place to start from all of this is in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs. You go through the 613 Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, you will not find the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There is no such mitzvah. Not brought down. There's a mitzvah to kill the seven umois, but there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Chinuch doesn't bring a mitzvah. The Ramban, because he's based on the Rambam. The Ramban, in his Hagois on the Rambam, in his Hosafos, he adds the ones which, according to his opinion, the Rambam left out. So in Mitzvah Dalet, he says, I believe that there's a mitzvah. Mitzvah Dalet is, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So all those people who you've heard saying there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael nowadays are coming mikoyach the Ramban. The Ramban is the one who says, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, still, nowadays. Whereas, I forgot to bring. Whereas the Rambam doesn't count in his sefer mitzvah, so it would seem that there is no mitzvah at all to live in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. Now the question is how we can say that in the Rambam. It's Gemara in Ksubas. Gemara in Ksubas talks about marital relations between a husband and a wife, and things aren't going so swimmingly. And the wife says to the husband, she wants to go and live in Eretz Yisrael. And the husband says, over my dead body, we're not moving anywhere. So, the Shulchan Aruch brings from this Gemara, it's a Gemara over here. Tonu Rabbonon. Hu oy mela alois, vihi oy meres sheloy la alois. Koifin oy salalis, we force her. Obviously, we don't go beating and tell her you have to go. What we mean means if she doesn't do what she's told to do, then she has to get divorced, and she doesn't get her ksuba because she's a meredes. She's refusing to do what she's supposed to do. So koifin ois lalis, we force her to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So ve'im lav, teitze b'lo iksuba. He oi meres lalois, she says, I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. V'hu oi meshaloi lalois, koifin oisoi lalois, we force him to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'im lav, yoitzi v'yitin ksuba. And this halacha is brought in the Rambam. Obviously, there's a problem over here. If you hold there's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, why on earth should they have the power to force each other to go to Eretz Yisrael? It's enough of the chiddush that if because a person wants to do a certain mitzvah, therefore they're entitled to go and force the other person to insist they go to Eretz Yisrael. And the only way we can understand that is if we say that you should be going there. You're a naughty person for not going up there. It's Navera you're staying in Chutz Laretz. It's Navera. The person's entitled to turn around and say, you have to keep the Torah and the mitzvahs, so you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because obviously, if he's got an excuse and he can turn around and say, I'm entitled to live in Chutz Laretz, then why should we force him to go up? So it must be that there's a mitzvah here so strong that we say to him, you've got no right to stay in Chutz Laretz. And since the Rambam brings that mitzvah, it's a raya, the Rambam also holds that there is such a mitzvah. Now there's a lot more in this Gemara, which this obdaf, daf, it's Kuf Yudam is based in Ksubas, Kuf Yud Aleph Omdalef, and the whole daf is full of Gemaras and Mamorim of Chazal about the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, how important Eretz Yisrael is. I'm going to read my Rambam, and I'm going to read you out the ones that the Rambam brought. The Rambam is a halacha sefer, it's not a Musa sefer. But the Rambam brought the following halachas in Perek Hei in Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam brings the following in Mamorim, just to give you an idea of what the Rambam considers is halachically important regarding the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. So he says, I have also another point that's important to Rabbah. In this Perek, it's actually talking about Hilchos Melachim. The first few halachas are all talking about the dinim of a melech. Hopefully that will become important later on. So, Ein HaMelech Nilcham Tchilo, he can only do a Melchem Smitzvah. He doesn't need to ask Beis Din. He can be pirates to make a derech. If a king wants to go through a way, he just, like the king's highway, and you can just go through it any way he wants. He's got the mitzvah to destroy the Shefa Ummas. All this is all over here. Also, Lot says from Eretz Yisrael, Lechutz Laretz Le'olam. Elo, Lilmoy Toiro, Lisa Isha, U Lahatzel Miyad HaGoyim. And he has to return straight away. G'doy Li Chachomim Hoyu Menashkin Al Tchumi Eretz Yisrael. They used to kiss the borders of Eretz Yisrael. U Menashkin Avonel used to kiss the stones, U Miskalgelin Al Afro. And they used to roll in the dust. V'chein O'ime Kirot Savodecho Asavonecho V'esafor Yochoynu Nenu. Now this is, it's not what halach is he telling you here. He's put it here in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, in Hilchas Melach. I'm talking about Eretz Yisrael. There's no halach in that. Omru chachomim kol hashoichin be'eretz Yisrael avoynoisav mechulin. Afilu holach bo arba amois zoiche lechaye ho'ilom habo. Kol hakovu bo niskapoloi. That's the mekoyer for bringing, putting earth from Eretz Yisrael into the, can't take everybody to Eretz Yisrael, but at least you've got some earth from Eretz Yisrael in the cave, it's a kapora. Ukeilu hamokim shu boy mizbeach kapora. Lo'oilom yodur odom be'eretz Yisrael. This is a halacha. Afilu be'ir sheruba goyim, v'al yodur bechutz loretz, v'afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. So, it's very hard to say that the Rambam holds there's no mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael nowadays, because why did he bring all these things in his yard over here, which is a halacha sefer? So we're going to explore, we're going to talk about the Mahalchim over here, how to understand the Rambam. Now the famous sefer on the sefer mitzvah is called the Megillas Esther. That's right next to the sefer Megillas. He goes through all the sefer mitzvahs, and each one, he discusses each one. And he wants to say, Avada the Rambam holds is a mitzvah. Avada the Rambam holds is a mitzvah. And he bases himself on the Rosh. And the Rosh asks a kasha, he thinks so, but the Rosh asks a kasha between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, as I've just told you, that the husband and the wife are equal. Either of them can insist that the other one goes to Eretz Yisrael. But Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi says, there's a motcha. The motcha brings a right from here that the koyach of the baal is stronger than the koyach of the wife. That he can decide where they're going to live. But the mitzvah, the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says, the Yerushalmi says that if he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, he can insist and she has to follow. There's nothing he can do about it. If she wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to listen. So the Rosh asks how the two girsois fit together. And the Rosh answers, Kan bezman ha-mikdosh, Kan bezman hazeh. So this is very hard to understand. If there's a mitzvah, then both of them are equal in the mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, then neither of them should be able to force the other one. How is it that the husband has the right to force the wife, but the wife has not got the right to force the husband? How do we fit that and square that in with the mitzvah which the Torah has given? Just by the way, while we're here, because it's the same Rosh, we're talking about the Rosh, I'm going to mention something which is on the page in Ksuvos over here, in Al-Smayim HaMuska. There is another Shitta besides the Rambam, and he's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to speak about it later on. But I'm going to read you out to Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hu emelalis, einoy noyig bizman hazeh. This halacha doesn't apply nowadays. The ikas sakonas derochim. It's a dangerous journey to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'hoyo oymer Rabbeinu Chaim, da'achshov einoy mitzvah lodo be'Eretz Yisrael, ki yesh kamo mitzvois hatluyois ba'oretz, v'kamo oynshim, and many punishments, and some punishments, de'ein onu yecholim lizoe, we're not able to be careful, v'lam with aleim. So, this Rabbeinu Chaim is very, very important, because the sakonas, the rochim, that is something which Baruch Hashem is long gone. But the problem of mitzvahs, hakluyos ba'aretz, of keeping them and being able to keep them, that might be considered to still be applicable nowadays. Certainly a few hundred years ago, as you see from the Poskim, it was considered applicable nowadays. And according to Tosfos, that is a reason that nobody should go up to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, it's brought down from those who hold this opinion, and this I'm sure is something that everybody would appreciate, is that Eretz Yisrael, Eini Hashem Elokecha, is Doyosh Tomit, and it's the Paltrin Shel Melech, and Einoi Doima, somebody who misbehaves when the king is outside the room, to somebody who misbehaves when the king is inside the room. And if somebody thinks there's a possibility he might misbehave there, then it's an absolute go out. Take yourself away from, at least don't be a mechutzef in front of the king himself. So therefore, the oynish for somebody who doesn't behave when he's in Paltzer in Shel Melech is far greater than somebody who misbehaves when he's outside. And that's part of the Svaros Tosfos, that who asked you to come to Eretz Yisrael and live in the Paltzer in Shel Melech and then go and do your Averus? Others Taina, Punkt Verkehrt. If you've got a chiv to come to the palace, the king called you, tells you to come. It's true you have to behave, but how dare you not come? You have to come and behave yourself. That's what you have to do. It's a bigger chutzpah to say, I can't behave myself, so I'm not going to come. You've been called, I can't behave, so the headmaster calling you to the office, is I'm not going to be able to behave myself in the headmaster's office, so therefore, I'm not going to come. So you'll get double punishment. One for not being able to behave yourself, and one for not coming. So I'm not going to be machri on that. But this is the svar of Reb Chaim Cohen. Reb Chaim says, just also a point that's worthwhile thinking about is, what are these mitzvahs that a person can't keep? Trumas, maizras, shmita. Nowadays, you've got it laid on a plate. You go to Hechsher, you just go to the shop and you buy it. There's a few halachas you have to know, but it's not so hard that you can't keep it. But there are perhaps the Paltin Shel Melech Svara, maybe all the other dinim that a person has to keep, maybe that increases it. So the question here is exactly what is included in Chaim Cohen. Lemaisa, they bring that the Modcha, when he brings this Tosfos, he doesn't bring this to Chaim Cohen. And in the Halacha, it's the Rishonim all argue with Chaim Cohen, and they all say that a Talmud Toya wrote this. It can't be. Because we see that the same Baal Tosfos who wrote this, in another place, the Modcha didn't write this. So it must be, that's a Pasa Shulchan says that, who's a Talmud from the Gaon, and he says it must be a Talmud Toya who wrote this. The Maritz brings it as a Talmud Toya who wrote this, and in the Pesachei Teshuva brings it as a Talmud Toya who wrote this. But Lamaisa, there are those who do bring Reb Chaim Cohen Lahalocha. Dachzavmi, the Chassam Sofer brings this Reb Chaim Cohen. The Chassam Sofer has a very interesting vort. It's in Sukkah, on Esther Kushi. It's not in a normal place. But regarding the Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, whether a person should learn and work, or ani eini melamdis b'ni elo Torah, regarding that Machlekes, the Chassam Sefer has a vote, and the Chassam Sefer says that when is the Gemara talking about Rabbi Shmuel, where Rabbi Shmuel said that a person has to work and learn, that is only in Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael, bezman hamikdosh, when there was a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, every spade that was dug, every tree that was planted, every road that was, every house that was, every single thing was a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Then you had the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on the one hand, and opposite you had the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Then there was what to discuss in Machlokes about which mitzvah was greater, whether one should work and whether one should learn. But nowadays, there's no Beis Hamikdosh and there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, like Reb Chaim Cohen says in his Tosfos, then Avada, everybody should only be learning and nobody should be working, and only what they need for their panosa. That's the vote of Chassam Sofer, and he's going with this Reb Chaim Cohen. But most poskim don't hold of this, don't go with this Reb Chaim Cohen. So we're going to go back to the original question. The Rosh we will leave because we're going to come back to that with the Beis Halevi. And first, we're going to discuss the actual mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So what is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? The Pasuk said, Vohirashtem, you have to drive them out. What happens if you've driven them out, or as the Megillus Esther says, the Girgoshi picked themselves up and left. And by the way, very interesting, he says, that because the fact they didn't want to fight with the Yidden, they just picked themselves up and left when they saw the Yidden would come, they got Africa. Africa was given to the Girgoshi. That's their present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, but what happens if they just leave? What is the mitzvah now? So now the mitzvah is to go there and to build it up for Yishavtem Bo, and to build up and to live in it. So there's two parts to the mitzvah l'chayra. There's the mitzvah of conquering it, and there's the mitzvah of living in it and dwelling in it and building it up. I don't think anybody would say that we've got nowadays the mitzvah of conquering it. And in fact, I'm not sure everybody knows, very famous Gemara. I'm going to start a bit before because it's going to be in the Ge'ah also mitzvah Shem later. So I'm going to start a little before, but I'll point out to you which parts I want at which time. We just need to know this bit of Gemara. Reb Zeira have a komishtamit mined Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeira was hiding from Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda was his Rebbe, and Reb Zeira was hiding from it. From him. He didn't come to Shir, he avoided him. Why? The boy lemesek le'eretz Yisrael. He wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda held, kol ha'oyle mibovel le'eretz Yisrael, oiva ba'ase. He's oiva and ase. Shenema bovelo yuvo. V'shomo yiyu, ad yoim pokti oisam ne'um Hashem. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, whereby the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said from Yirmiyah, I'm sending you to Bavel, and you will be there until I come to fetch you as Mashiach. As Tosu says, I forgot the high crow begolus rishon. Yeshloimad begolus goloshein nami kopid crow, because the pasuk is telling them that even nowadays, the time of Zera, Bavel or Yevoid, you should still stay in Bavel. So therefore, and we are all here still from the Golus Bavel. We still haven't gone back to Eretz Yisrael. That's all cool. Bavel Yevoi, it's Lav Dafka Bavel. Although others say it is Dafka Bavel, but Pashtus, the Poshup Shah is, it's Lav Dafka Bavel. Bavel Yevoi. So Rav Zera held, sorry, not Rav Zera, Rav Yehuda held, that Kol Oilam Yibavel Eretz Yisrael, Oy the Basay, you're not allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. V'shama you at Poki Ha'isam, that's when Mashiach will come. And Mashiach still hasn't come. The Rav Zera, so what did Rav Zera hold, a Pasuk? He argued with his Rebbe. Hahu bi klishores ksiv. That's talking about klishores. What's Bavel Yevoh? The klishores. Those of you who remember from the Gemara Megillah, Belshazzar, when he had this, the hand came and wrote on the wall the handwriting that would, he taken out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and he'd used them for his big feast because he had decided that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to redeem Klal Yisrael. That was these clear Mikdash which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bavel Yevoh. The kelim were definitely taken to Bavel. They were definitely there. But the Hisra holds that's what the Pasuk is talking about, Bavel Yevoh. And Rabbi Yehuda held no. Klal Yisrael, Bavel Yevoh. So Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's talking about the Klishores, how do you know? No. Ksiv Kro Achrina, Hishpati Eschem, Benois Yushlaim, Betzvois, by Elis Hasodeh. The Hishpati Eschem, that's a shvur that you got to stay in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel. Is a raya that the Pasuk's talking about. The Klal Yisrael, it's not talking about the Kalim. So the Gemara goes back. The Reb Zeira, Hahu Sheloyal Yisrael Bechoimo. That Shvuah, what was the Shvuah, the promise they made? They made the promise, Klal Yisrael made a promise, that they wouldn't go out in arms, in strength, all together. Rashi says, Yachad, Biyad Chazoka. We're not allowed to arm ourselves, go and take a boat, take a flotilla, go to Gaza, and start fighting the Palestinians. We made a shu, we promised that we wouldn't do that. We're not allowed to do that, B'choyimo. So therefore he's saying, individuals, that's allowed, I'm allowed. Reb Zeira, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm allowed. We never made a shu for individuals not to go up. We made a shu that we wouldn't go up, B'choyimo. And then the Gemara brings that carries on now the famous three shvuos, the three shvuos that Klal Yisrael promised. Shvuah one was that you shouldn't go up b'choyma. Shvuah two that they wouldn't rebel against Umas Ha'olam. Shvuah three that the goyim shouldn't be meshabbat us. Others say since the goyim broke their promise, we can break ours. We've been let off of that promise. But Amaisa, we've got these three shvuos. So we got a machlekesi between Abzir and Rabbi Yehuda. And what are they arguing about? You'll notice for Hirashtem wasn't mentioned. Nobody's arguing about whether there is a mitzvah or there isn't a mitzvah. They're arguing about whether there's an issa. Whether is there an issa not to leave Bavel? That's what they're arguing about. Zog the Megillas Esther. If the Ramban is right that there's a mitzvah nowadays, and you have got a mitzvah to go up to Eretz Yisrael, how can it be, first of all, that there's a new mitzvah of staying in Bavel? It's a contradictory. Do we have to go to Eretz Yisrael? Do we have to stay in Bavel? No Novi can come and take away a mitzvah which the Torah has given. The Torah said go to Eretz Yisrael. No, you have to stay in Bavel. Can't be. And second of all, how come the Gemara doesn't say it? Do you know where Rav Zeira wants to go to Eretz Yisrael? Mitzvah saseh. You go up to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not because there's no issa of Bavel or Yuvaru. That's the Rav Megillas Esther. So I think here, could I tell you the teretz for this, the Kli Chemda, because it's a fascinating teretz. He brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, Osido Eretz Yisrael lihispashet b'chol arotzes. So he says, if Eretz Yisrael is going to spread out to every country, we don't need to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is going to come to us. So he says, there's no need for the Rambam to count it as a mitzvah because there's nothing you need to do. All you need to do is wait for Mashiach to come. The Eretz Yisrael is going to be mispashet, and it's going to reach you, and England will be Eretz Yisrael. You'll be fine. You can stay where you are. But he's got a bit of a problem with it. He says, first of all, he's not sure if this Gemara is meant to be understood in its posh pshat, that it's actually going to, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is going to go all the way to England. And he brings a kasha that he says, L'chaira, it can't be. Because the same Rambam, in the same Perek, Umuta Lishgoin B'chol Ho'oilom, you can live anywhere you want. Chutz Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I think it was the Rambam who used to sign when he was on his letters that he was over the love of saying Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim every day because he wasn't allowed to live in Mitzrayim. Chutz Me'eretz Yisrayim, not utterly there. So he says, 1 minute, if Eretz Yisrael is going to be splashed in the Chodah Arotzois, then what's the problem saying Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim? It's going to be Eretz Yisrael. So Elamai, what are we going to say? We're going to say that in between, it's not yet Eretz Mitzrayim, and between, it's still Mitzrayim. Sorry, between, it's still Mitzrayim, it's not yet Eretz Yisrael, so you can't stay there, right? So in Bazaar, you've got the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. In between, it's not yet Eretz Yisrael, so you've got to go up to Eretz Yisrael in between. That's one question he's going to say. But he answers that when he says, you can't bring a raya from that, you can't ask a kasha from that, because it could be that it's true that it's going to expand and Kol HaRotzes, but maybe Kol HaRotzes is Lav Dafka. The Torah is not going to be in a spattle. So if there's a mitzvah not to live in Eretz Mitzrayim, Eretz Mitzrayim will stay. So Mispashet B'Kol HaRotzes, except for those which have to stay and be the country which they're meant to be. The Sifri says, there's a Sifri which says, and Medrash on the Sifri which says, that when the Klal Yisrael left the Yamsuf, had they been Zoicher, they would have immediately entered Eretz Yisrael. At the minute, the Roshan is, Kiven she'olu parosis ragleim in ayom, hayu nichnosen lo'oretz. As soon as one footstep would have gone out of the Yamsuf, they would have immediately been at Yisrael. How is that possible? What does that mean? So he says, that's pshat. There would have been such a high madrega that Mashiach would have come. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been Mashiach. The whole Eretz Yisrael would have spread out across the whole world. And Eretz Yisrael would have been in Mitzrayim. That would have been. So as soon as he left Mitzrayim, that first step would have been the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael would have been over the whole world. But Amaisa, he's not clear about that, whether you can say that as an answer or not an answer. He leaves it as a topic, but that's an interesting idea. Perhaps it's an answer. So we're going to go to the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi has here an answer to explain the difference between a woman and a man, with regard to Yerushalmi, the Rosh that we said, that a woman, nowadays, a man can force his wife, but a wife cannot force the husband to go to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the difference? And he wants to say that the Rambam learns like both. He learns like the Rambam that there is a mitzvah, do'iraisa, to go and live in Eretz Yisrael every single day. Everybody has a chiv. But who is the mitzvah on? Not like I told you before that there's two mitzvahs, for hirashtem, Yerusha, going to fight, for yeshavtem, and dwelling. In which case, we'll say, if it would be two separate mitzvahs, we'll say, those who can do the first one, they are mechuyev to the first one. Obviously, if somebody is not capable, is a pensioner, he's not able to, can't expect him to go to the war, so he's not going to go fight, then he doesn't have to go fight, but he'll still have to go to Eretz Yisrael and go live there. But somebody who is able to fight, he's the one who has to go to fight, he's the one who has the mechuyev to fight, two separate mitzvahs. He says, not like that, he says, it's one mitzvah. And therefore, women who are noshim, who are not expected to fight, they are not in the mitzvah of Vohirashtem. Therefore, they're also not in the mitzvah of Yishavtem. They're not in the same mitzvah at all. They've got different cheshbon in the cheshbon of mitzvahs, because they're not mitzvah in the mitzvahs, but because the Torah only gave the mitzvah to those who are capable of doing Vohirashtem. But he also holds that there's another reason to go up to Eretz Yisrael. A mitzvah of the Kedusha, the Kapora, the mitzvahs which you can do there, which you can't do anywhere else. And I'm going to, he doesn't say this, but someone else says that and says that a woman would have a chiyuv, like anybody's got a chiyuv to help somebody else do a mitzvah. I'll give a moshel, which is something very applicable, is that if somebody's got a shver, he wants to do, there's a shver, he's got a chiyuv, a shver asking for a teira. So there's a machlokes. Lemais, we pass me at the shach that there's no chiyuv min ha-teira to no kibud of aim for shver. There are choilkim, but lemais we pass in the shach there's no kibud of aim for shver. But if you help your wife to do a mitzvah of kibud of aim, is it a kibud of aim? You're mitzvah to help somebody do a mitzvah. In the same way, you're mitzvah to help anybody do any mitzvah. You've got a chiyuv to help somebody, and now your wife is no different. You've got a chiyuv to help your wife to fulfill that mitzvah of kibud of aim. It's called the Messiah after the mitzvah. Why do you get the zcha? And somebody who doesn't help can't say, I'm clean, didn't do anything wrong. He hasn't enabled that mitzvah to be performed. In the same way, if somebody stops a minion happening, you haven't enabled the mitzvah to be performed. If the wife won't go to Eretz Yisrael and she stops her husband performing the mitzvah of Erashtem, then she's been mevatel the mitzvah. So she is mechuyus to go up for that mitzvah of Erashtem when that mitzvah exists. So he says like this. He says, At the time where there's a Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, then there are two things going on. First thing, there is this mitzvah tulis ba'oretz, doiraisa, all the mitzvahs, which nowadays we don't have, they're mostly midrabanon, but they're all the mitzvahs midoraisa which still exist, and that avada, of course she's mechuyev. And she can turn around and say, I've got those mitzvahs, I don't need your permission, I'm going, if you want to come with, if not, not, koifinoisa, we force him. Because she's entitled for her own rights. Not because of the mitzvah min ha-toyev ha-irashtem, but because of the other din, the din of the fact that she's got mitzvah tulis ba'aretz, and the kedusha and the kapara, which there was at that time. But after the churban, when things have gone bad, and there's no more, that mitzvah, the level of kedusha has gone down, he holds that Reb Chaim Kohen, that now it's not the same anymore, the sakonis derochim, and it's iyash elizoybeze, so now Aisha can't force her husband to go. Because he can say, I can't be careful of these mitzvahs, it's too much for me, I'm scared. And he's entitled to say that, I can't do it. And we can't insist that he gets divorced. He can't. He's never. He can't. So what's this? What is there still? There's still a mitzvah hirashtem. He's still got a mitzvah midoraisa to go and be koyvish Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he can force her because he can say, "I want to be mekayim mitzvah hirashtem." But she can't force him. She hasn't got a mitzvah hirashtem. She's only got the oldin. That oldin's gone. The oldin's gone. So therefore, according to that, comes out that the Rambam does hold that there's a mitzvah. Even the Rambam holds there's a mitzvah midoraisa now for men and for their wives to help them to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So I don't want to finish here telling everybody that you should all be living in Eretz Yisrael. Because it's not true. That's the main reason why. Not. If it was true, I'll tell you. I've got no problems. No, it's a mashma, something we want. It's an aspiration rather than a mitzvah. So I'm going to go back to Shulchan Aruch. If you do what's in Shulchan Aruch, you can't go wrong. Now this is brought down. It's a piskei tshuva. The halacha is brought down. I'm going to read you out the lashon mechaber. It's a little bit along on the long side, but I want you to persevere because it's the words of Shulchan Aruch, and that's something that does is applicable halacha lemaisa to all of us. It's in Hilchos Ksuvos. Why? Because it's this Gemara whether the husband and the wife can force each other. That is the makor. I've been mekatzer. There's actually quite a lot of rage to do with this by an eved. In Hilchos Eved, it's also brought down whether a slave can force his master to send him to Eretz Yisrael. It's also brought down in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh whether you need to have Yidden living in Eretz Yisrael in order for our whole calendar system to work. And there it's brought down whether there's a chiyuv for people to live in Eretz Yisrael. If there wouldn't be Yidden in Eretz Yisrael continuously from the Zman HaChorban, our whole calendar system would fall apart because all our chodesh is ukval pi the smichus the kiddush haChodesh of Hill, and that relies on somebody being in Eretz Yisrael at all times. So we do need people living in Eretz Yisrael at all times. We can't have anyone not living in Eretz Yisrael. So let's just listen. Om ha'ish la'alis Eretz Yisrael v'hi einu yroitza teitzi b'lui ksuba. That's what I've just told you. Om ra'hi la'alis v'hu einu yroitza yoitzi b'yitn ksuba. That's again the same halacha I've just told you. Yesh misha oima. I don't know where that is, some place. He's giving a geographical location. From there till there, ein koifin la'alois. Uminu amoin v'lamalo koifin la'alois. We do force to go up. In those days, at that time, that seems to be a dangerous place, and that was not a dangerous place. So wherever was dangerous, you'd be allowed, you couldn't force, and where it was not dangerous, you could force, you could insist. So koifin lalis derech yabosha, v'gam derech yom b'yemois hachama. It means shom listim. Listim, I imagine, is pirates. It was quite a common thing in those days. And he's saying, if there's no pirates, then you would be mechayiv. So the halacha lemaisa mechaba says you would be mechayiv. Now pisket shuva he brings down, and this is brought down by others in, much later. It's brought down as halacha lemaisa, the reason why we don't all have to go out of chutz laretz. And I'm reminding you, the halacha is that a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Also, Gemara, a person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to marry a wife, in order to have panosa. So these are two main reasons that person is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And avada, if you can leave Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to go up to Eretz Yisrael in the first place. There was this group of people, three chavirim, that they wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael with their wives and their children. They had families, they got together, and they said, we're all going to go up to Eretz Yisrael together. And they asked the Me'il Tzedakah, which his tshuva is brought down in Pirkei Tshuva, whether it was a good idea or not. The Beis Din in their town, obviously it was a controversial, the Beis Din in the town wanted to stop them and said, you want to play a gamble with your lives, go ahead. But who gave you the right to gamble with the lives of the children? And they wouldn't let them go up to Eretz Yisrael. So they had applied to the Me'il Tzedakah for permission to override the Beis Din, which were not letting them leave the town. A bit of a different country in those days. I can imagine the Beis Din stopping somebody doing what he wants to do. It doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. So he answers like this. He brings the Ramban. He brings the Tosfos that I told you. He brings the Maritz. He tells that Reb Chaim Kohen, nobody holds of him. And Avada, there is a mitzvah in HaTorah nowadays to go up to Eretz Yisrael. You're worried about the kids? What are you worried about the kids for? What are you worried about? If you're worried about the Sakona, pirates, or dangers, then you're just as dangerous. Why are you worried about the children? Kids are not worried about the adults. And if you're worried because the children are more susceptible to the travails of the journey, of the going in the boats, and on the carriage, and the wagons, and everything, he says, we see that, pung faket, children travel much easier than adults. The adults are the ones who find that they can have jet lag. The kids have no problem with jet lag. The kids are kalli hatnua, because they move easily, they've got no problem. Harig haktani, but tivon kalli hatnua. And he says, and if the Beis Din thinks, Paskin, otherwise, that they are worried about their children, he says, we can ignore the Beis Din. Because our evidence shows us that there's nothing to worry about the kids. It seems that he wasn't going into a disease, because we do know that with disease, it is a problem. Children are more susceptible, and he doesn't address that. Bar Kol, I want to read out the Loshon over here, so we can finish off on the proper Psak HaLosha. Omnom. Kein tzorich betchilo tnai echod. You must have one condition. Sheyeh loy mokoy muchen liyos motzu loyshom panasase berevach. He has to have a mokoy muchen sheyeh loy panasase berevach. Ukemoy shekos vatrumas hadeshen, ubekolboy, avagam betashbitz. The kol sheyeh loyshom panasa muchon. Anybody who has not got a prepared panasa over there, Ma'aviroi al da'atoi v'al da'as koinoi chas v'sholem. Anios, poverty is a terrible thing. Unfortunately, we're not far off there, but Baruch Hashem, we haven't got it so much here, but poverty is something which is ma'aviroi al da'atoi v'al da'as koinoi. It forces a person to go and not to keep the Torah and mitzvahs, and even to rebel against it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in such a terrible thing. And in the Gemara we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even count it as a tain on the person. It's a limud chus, it's an excuse that he was maviru al da'at v'al da'as koinu. The poverty caused the person to be, Avad, he's going to get in the cheshbon, but it's going to be much less. Because maviru al da'at v'al da'as koinu. So if a person's going to go to Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, he or his children will be in a situation that they're not accustomed, they're not used to getting what they need to get, and because of that, they will maviru al da'at v'al da'as koinu, chas v'shalom, they're better off to have stayed in the chutz laretz. He has to be able to learn as well. Not just sufficient panosa. You have to be able to learn. If it's going to affect your learning, then you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to learn. So you definitely, you can't, don't have to go to Eretz Yisrael and lose out on your learning. Ashri hazoicha lekach ve'eino nitzrach lebriois. It doesn't need to come on to people. Not everybody can do it. It's not something that everybody can do. And one more thing I want to point out, he says, V'al kol ponim, eilu hanoisim l'shom, matzrichim adeikach l'hispanis min hatzdoka. those people who go there and then they need to start collecting and getting money from Stockholm. I don't want people to say, oh, we don't need to give money to people from Eretz Yisrael. They shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, come to Chutz Laretz. No. That's the condition. Right? No excuse. I said you don't have to give money to people from Eretz Yisrael. They're saying if they would stay in Chutz Laretz, they would have a panosa. And they went to Eretz Yisrael, and because of that, now they've got to had to go collect. That loy toy v'oisim ki godl hanene miyegia kapov. That's what we tell a person: don't go to Eretz Yisrael. So, bottom line is to put it into context. Where a person, because of staying in Chutz Laretz, is able to refine himself koroi, and is able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, is able to learn properly, all these things are reasons that we can stay in Chutz Laretz, even though nowadays, halacha lemaisa, there is a mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael. But not, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is not greater than the chiyuv, to refine your family, and the chiyuv, the absolute chiyuv, of having time and being able to sit and learn. Shkoyach.
Anglia, it's a bit of a Tosh Anglia, they give Celtic, the Yidnu, it's all, they lived in England, and they've gone up to Israel, now we've got Panosa.
If they went to Israel and